Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You will dream it.
If you got a craving for awards, we got a feeling that you're tuned in at the perfect time. The Golden Globes ain't happening, the critics' choice are whacking, we know Oscar fucks with my bedtime. 2021, going gone, get appropriately primed. Before we wrap it up, let's celebrate with Who's Gave Us, now buckle up because it's Who Me time. So let's start commemorating with fake awards, the Whomies, baby. They're not real, reiterating.
Yeah.
We got Who's, Chet Hanks, Cupcake, Luke Cage. I need Who's, Ray J, Grayson and JK. The Whomies, baby. Who's, Cuoco, Quavo, Pinto. I need Who's, Benzo, Jason Derulo. The Whomies, baby. We have no methodology in choosing fave apologies. The winners just come from the heart. Wedding scandals, feuds, and babies wondering who's vaccinated. Think it's time for us to start. 2021, going gone. Gotta pay our respects. So come and spend some time with us. No more than 60 minutes. Trust, because once again, we have no guests. So let's start commemorating with fake awards. The Whomies, baby. They're not real. Reiterating.
Yeah.
We got Who's. Chet Hanks, Cupcake, Luke Cage. I need Who's, Ray J, Grayson and JK. The Whomies, baby. Who's, Cuoco, Quavo, Pinto. I need Who's, Benzo, Jason Derulo. The Whomies, baby. Welcome to the 2021 Whomies, our annual celebration of the year's most memorable moments in Wholiberty. I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. We originally booked the Beverly Hills Hotel Ballroom, but since we're still in our pandemic flop era, we'll be hosting the Whomies virtually once again this year.
All of our presenters are currently isolating, not because of Omarion, but because of a contaminated gift basket from Magic Spoon, wishing them all a speedy recovery, but especially Tiffany Amber Thiessen and her, who is scheduled to perform before every commercial break on the Old Navy X Honda stage. Sad we missed her.
Wow, that's so sad. Bobby, what a year it's been. It feels like nothing's changed since 2020. What's the deal?
Well, we've each had 3 vaccinations, and Mayor of Easttown solved that murder.
Wow, she really is a talented detective. She really, really is. It was really good for us that we each had our driver's licenses during the ascension of Olivia Rodrigo's career in 2021.
Well, I'm still listening to 2020's Levitating, but it was also one of the biggest songs of 2021, so it works, it counts.
That was an amazing intro song, by the way.
Thank you.
I liked when you harmonized with yourself. That was really talent. That was really talented.
Thank you.
The epitome of talent. Incredible. Good job. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker aren't here tonight.
Neither are Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Even Timmy's not here because he took the week off.
So the 2021 Whomies episode 586 of Who Weekly will just be the two of us.
Thanks for listening, and let's give out some awards. The first award is the best couple of 2021. Starting things off with a bang, I would say.
A big award here.
I'm so honored to present this award, and here are the nominees. Hashtag Bendra, that's Ben Youssef and Sandra Lee. Bronwyn Wyndham Burke and Victoria Brito. Andrew W.K. and Kat Dennings. Gemma Collins and Rami Hawash. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Big Brothers Derek X and Claire Rafis. Rita Ora and Taika Waititi. Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl. Becca Tilly and Haley Kiyoko. Renee Zellweger and Aunt Anstead. And finally, Chase Crawford and his brand new grill.
Oh, boy.
Tough category.
Any number of these people could win, yeah.
They're all deserving. They're all deserving. And the winner is... Oh, my God. Oh, my. I'm thrilled about this. It's huge for us. That's right. It's Rita Ora and Taika Waititi.
Oh, my God. Goodness, that's so exciting. Unfortunately, they couldn't be here, could they? So we'll be accepting the award on their behalf.
They're both in Australia, but we will be accepting the award and sending it right to them. What's their address?
It's Russell Crowe's house. I'm going to present the award for Worst Couple of 2021. Let's read the nominees. They are Olivia Munn and John Mulaney, Eric Stonestreet and Lindsay Schweitzer, Jack Antonoff and Margaret Qualley, Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz, Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker, and finally Uma Thurman and Justin Smith. Oh my God.
All he was that news guy, right?
Terrible.
She was like, I love the news.
Ugh.
I totally
yeah,
forgot
I love
about
the
him.
News. Let's see who the worst couple of 2021 is. Oh, of course, of course. It's Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
Wow.
Absolutely
awful. Revolting just awful. Couple.
Just awful. Fortunately, they couldn't be here tonight, so we will be accepting the award on their behalf, and we're not going to send it to them either. No,
yeah, take that.
They don't deserve an award.
Exactly. What's next? Oh, this is exciting. This is the 2021 WHOMIE for Worst Sponsored Content, and the nominees are... Patrick Schwarzenegger for Skippy Peanut Butter. Melissa Joan Hart for As Bean on TV. Christina Aguilera for Animal Crossing. Ashley I and Jared for Philadelphia Cream Cheese. Her for Honda Civic. And finally, Chrishell Staus for IHOP. Hashtag, I need pancake support. Wow. Stacked list. Of people making money, of celebrities
stacked
making
like
money.
Like pancakes at IHOP.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the winner is, this is a tough one, let's see. Big envelope. And the winner is Jared and Ashley I for Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
No.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
I did.
Doesn't taste good. Does it taste really good having it all to yourself?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
What did I do?
Are you struggling with the last bite dilemma in your home? Try a personal serving of Philadelphia Cheesecake Crumble. Or go to PhiladelphiaCheesecakeCrumble.com to see if you can get couples therapy on us.
Moving on. We got 25 awards, people. I'm here to present the award for Best Lawsuit. Okay, the nominees for Best Lawsuit of 2021 are Libby Mugrabi versus Libby's Pumpkin Can. I think it's actually just Libby's company, but I'm going to call them Libby's Pumpkin Can. Okay, Lisa Rinna versus the Paparazzi, Karen Civil versus Jesse Wu, Tyrone Gilliams versus Bravo, Meghan Markle versus the Daily Mail, and us... Me and Lindsay versus the woman from Made in Mexico who kept threatening to sue us.
But never did.
But never did. Because she didn't have grounds. I know how the law works. Those emails she sent us were gibberish. They
You're
were gibberish emails.
You are a lawyer. You proved that you were also ready for the baby bar.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The best lawsuit of 2021 is... Was. Oh. Honestly, sort of themmy, but who could argue against this? Meghan Markle versus the Daily Mail.
Whoa.
Congratulations, Meghan.
She won. She won that and she won this.
She won. Neither Meghan Markle nor the Daily Mail could be here tonight, so we will be accepting the award on their behalf.
I'm sure they appreciate that. B- best celebrity feud. A lot of feuds this year, a lot of celebrities and feuds. What will be the best celebrity
feud? People are tense. People are very tense in
2021. People are understandably tense. I would argue that it's all of us against the coronavirus, but, you know, it's okay. We're also allowed to have petty grievances as well, you know?
I know. We thought this would be a year of the great release, you know? But instead, we were just, you know, pent up even more.
Yes, yes. So celebrities, they just were pissed at each other all year. And here are some of the best feuds. Okay. Starting off the category, we have Rachel Bilson and Rami Malek. Remember, she posted a picture of him, and he said, "Take it down, take it down."
Take it down. I have no sense of humor. How dare you think I have a sense of humor?
Kendra Wilkinson versus Holly Madison. Marsha Gay Harden versus Judi Dench. I don't even remember what they were to fight about. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Wasn't that interview? Yeah.
Jesse Nilsson versus the rest of Little Mix. Yikes. Islet Waldman versus Jeanette Goldstein. Of Jeanette Goldstein's Bragate.
Bragate, yeah.
Love that. Took place on Yelp. The best place to have a feud with a business. Farrah Abraham versus Harvard. She took on the institution. Honestly, shout out to her.
She did. Did you see she retweeted our tweet about that like months later, like 2 days ago?
No. But yeah, I love her for it. She's still taking them on. She's still coming for them.
We got a notification that was like, Farrah Abraham retweeted you, and it was like a very old tweet about her.
God. Harvard, watch out. I don't think Harvard is a match for the determination of Farrah Abraham, you know?
No.
Next, we have the supernatural boys hate each other now. Jared Padalecki versus Jensen Karp. Incredible. Next, Wendy Williams versus Tabitha Brown. Lala Kent versus Megan Fox. You remember this one, right? Larsa Pippen versus Montana Yao. And the winner is, this is a big category, who's going to win? Okay, here we go. I'm going to open the envelope. Oh my God, it's an upset. That's Bragate's going to take it all. It's Ayelet Waldman versus Jeanette Goldstein.
Oh my God, what a feud. I loved that feud.
What
a deserving win.
What a feud. I wish I could pull up their Yelps right now and read them, but we have an award show to do. Both Ayelet and Jeanette Goldstein are busy on the set of Judge Judy. They cannot be here to accept the Who Me for Best Feud. We will send it to Jeanette's Bra store. What is it called?
We will not be sending it to Ayelet. Yes, Jeanette's Bras. Okay, I'm going to present the award for Most Memorable Apology. Okay, wow. Big category. Okay, let's see. The nominees for Most Memorable Apology are... Mary M. Cosby apologizing to Bravo viewers for being racist by using a text art app. Lil Fizz apologizing to Omarion for sleeping with his ex live on stage. Lucy Hale apologizing to her sister for getting their shared tattoo lasered off. DaBaby's now deleted apology to the LGBTQ+ community. DaBaby's deleted apology to the LGBTQ+ community for some homophobic statements. Global Citizen's apology for the offensive TV show The Activist, just everything involving The Activist they apologized for. Amelia Gray Hamlin's apology to Harry Hamlin for wearing a sheer dress to London Fashion Week. Oh my God, so many iconic apologies here. Let's see. The winner for most memorable apology is... Lil Fizz for his public apology to Omarion for sleeping with his ex. Oh, I loved that apology. That was live on stage.
That was a great apology.
That was a good apology. I know.
That was a great apology.
Not hiding behind text apps or notes
apps.
Shout
out to Lil Fizz for a great public apology. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm sorry, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm sorry. You know? That shows a lot of courage. Shows a lot of resolve.
Here's a category I'm sorry for. Biggest flop era. Biggest flop era. This was a tough category because you could argue we're all in our flop era. This is the planetary flop era. Earth is in its flop era currently. But no, also we're talking about who's. Ben Platt in Dear Evan Hansen. Amy Adams in Women in the Window and Dear Evan Hansen. Addison Rae's music career. Brie Larson's short-lived YouTube channel. And finally, Chet Hanks, White Boy Summer. Wow, a bunch of flops in this category. Who could possibly,
a lot of flops. That's a lot
who could
of
possibly
flop
take the award for best
God.
Flop?
I'm flopping around thinking about all these flops.
Okay,
oh my goodness.
All right. And the biggest flop era goes to none other than Amy Adams, who was in both The Woman in the Window and Dear Evan Hansen, two terrible movies that came out during the pandemic that no one saw. Congratulations to Amy Adams, who should have gotten her Oscar for Arrival, but now never seems like she will.
No, but she'll get this. She got a Hoomy.
She got a Hoomy, and we will be sending it. We'll figure out where she lives, and we'll send it there.
Okay, so I'm going to give the award for Hooiest Scandal of the Year. Hooiest Scandal of the Year. This is a big award. Big award, big award. Let's read the nominees. The nominees for Hooiest Scandal of the Year are Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status scandal. Okay. Drea Michele being accused of running a sweatshop. Remember when she accidentally posted that Instagram story and people were like, what's that? Big scandal. Okay.
Yeah, that was a huge scandal.
Hilaria Baldwin's fake accent scandal. Remember that? Of course, we remember that.
Vaguely, vaguely.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shrimp Topanga's husband guy scandal, sort of. I think that sort of sums it up, right? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Those who know, know. Those who don't can look it up.
Jamie Lynn Spears accidentally running over her cat with the Tesla, then apologizing to Tesla. That was sort of a scandal.
Huge scandal. Yeah.
Big. All these are huge. Bachelor adjacent girl stealing Claudia Saluski's Instagram captions to Phineas. And then also just Morgan Wallen. For just being terrible.
He sucks.
Scandalous in every possible way. Stacked category. Oh my goodness. Let's see. And the Hoomy for Hooiest Scandal of the Year goes to Hilaria Baldwin for her fake accent. Wow.
Don't you mean Hilaria?
Oh, we forget that. Hilaria Baldwin for her fake accent. Wow. Congratulations,
Hilaria. Remember when she said cucumber on live TV and everybody was like, what?
How to make a very authentic gazpacho. We have Hilaria Baldwin with us, so tell us, how are we going to prepare this?
It's very healthy, it's very easy. All you need to make sure is that you have really good tomatoes. We have very few ingredients. We have tomatoes, we have, how do you say anything? Cucumbers. We have red pepper. We have, of course, the critical cebolla,
onion.
And we have our garlic,
el ajo.
And we have a little bit of salt and pepper, aceite de oliva,
some olive oil.
I do remember that, unfortunately, yeah. I wish I could replace that with other memories.
Too bad. This is your curse.
That's my curse.
My curse is announcing the award for the best 25 things you don't know about me fact. That's right, there were hundreds of things we didn't know about Hoolebrities this year, and it was our job to read them all. Here are the best 25 things you don't know about me fact. And the nominees are Naomi Osaka's number 17, I don't drink coffee. Carrie Hilson's number 1, despite my love for movie popcorn, kettle corn, and Mexican corn, I'm allergic to corn. Wanda Sykes' number 1, Almond Joy is my favorite candy bar. Sookie Waterhouse, number 4, I have curly toes. I've been told they'll cause lots of problems for me one day. Tyler Cameron, number 18, love, loyalty, and freedom are the most important things to me. Incredible. Jeremy Sisto, number 20, one of my daughter's friends refuses to call me anything but Elton. In brackets, my character from Clueless. Ann Dowd, number 4, I once ran away from kindergarten. And number 5, I kicked the principal when she came after me. Incredible. We have Polly Shore, number 17, me and my brother Scott have recently become best friends again after a fight. That one opened up a lot of doors. We love the beginning of a story that is never told. Yeah. What's next?
And he didn't walk through any of them, yes.
Derek Huff's number 21. In brackets, girlfriend, Haley, brackets, Herbert, and I are obsessed with Sackboy on PlayStation and completed it to 99% during quarantine. Here's Chanel Iman, number 8. People asked me, but no, I wasn't named after anyone in particular. Wow, what a lie. We have Tegan and Sarah, number 17. We loved talking about our chosen family on the Visible Wireless hashtag Proudly Visible campaign.
Wow. Shameless spawn. Wow.
Incredible. And finally, Tarek El Moussa, number 23. My reality TV guilty pleasure is Selling Sunset. Wow.
Incredible this facts.
This is an amazing category, but who will take the who me? It'll become their 26th thing to know about them. They won a Hoomy. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, this is huge. It's Carrie Hilson's number one 25 things to know about her. Despite my love for movie popcorn, kettle corn, and Mexican corn, I'm allergic to corn.
Still good.
It's still good.
It's still good.
It doesn't get old. Wow, incredible. Thank you so much. We will accept the award on your behalf and eat some corn. Buy some corn with it.
Okay, it's my honor to deliver the Humi for the next category, which is Gay Right and or Wrong of the Year. We can call it the Garwati. The nominees for Gay Right and or Wrong of the Year are Candace Parker coming out as both queer and married to a woman in a single Instagram post. Okay, it's a gay wrong happening underneath me. The cats are fighting. Okay. Two boys just biting each other's butts. Stop it. Stop it.
Wow. This award show is getting heated up.
I know. The next nominee is Niecy Nash for marrying Jessica Betts. Then JoJo Siwa coming out, getting a girlfriend, and breaking up immediately after doing Dancing with the Stars. Oh my goodness.
That is her right.
Colton Underwood sharing the Amazon finds that help him show off his pride. Okay, I think that might be a wrong. And Sophie Turner coming out as queer by using Instagram story stickers. Wow.
Wow.
Another stacked list of nominees. But I can only go to one Gay Right and or Wrong of the Year. And let's find out which one took the top spot. Oh my goodness. This was so close. This was so close.
Yeah, no.
But the Humi for Gay Right and or Wrong of the Year goes to JoJo Siwa for coming out, getting her first girlfriend, and breaking up with them immediately after doing Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
We had a lot of surprise come outs this year, but only one followed the come out with the breakup and a Dancing with the Stars appearance. Ugh. Congratulations, JoJo.
Huge for her. Okay, moving on. The next award is Best Celebrity Food Venture. Wow. This is a crazy category. I don't know where it came from, but it's a good one, and it will stick around because we talk about food a lot, and celebrities love to sell food garbage. The nominees for Best Celebrity Food Venture are ScarJo Pizza Roll, Emma Hernan's Empanadas, Uba Hassan's Hot Sauce, Nina Dobrev and Julianne Hough's Healthy Wine, the Chromatica Oreo, Tyra Banks, Smize Cream, Casa Jada Jones, Coffee Company, and Bon Jovi's dad's tomato sauce line, Beyond Jovi. Incredible. I wish I could eat all of the things on this
Incredible
list.
Pronunciation. Oh, yeah. I wish I've eaten one, two.
Three.
I've had three.
I've only eaten two, unfortunately.
I've had the Coffee Company, I've had the Chromatica Oreos, I've had
pizza rolls.
And the pizza rolls. Yeah, ScarJo pizza rolls.
Wow, I've only had the Chromatica Oreos and the, that's it. Nope, that's it. Wow, incredible. I need to work on eating all of these celebrity-backed
a lot of work to do.
Food ventures. All right, well, let's see who the winner is. Maybe they'll send us some free whatever it is. Okay, ready? Oh, I knew this was going to win. Nothing thrilled us more than the Chromatica Oreo. Yes.
Oh, it's a little themmy, but who could compete?
Do you remember when Lady Gaga promoted it lying down, just flat on her back? These Oreos sold themselves. And when Bobby said he wanted to dip one in resin, he meant it.
I ended up not buying resin because it's very dangerous to work with, and I just got nervous about the health effects of me buying resin and
literally
playing around with it willy-nilly.
No one here is surprised, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll just have to live with the memories of eating the Oreo versus looking at it every day.
I still have a pack in my freezer.
Oh!
One of these days, I'll revisit them. Okay, but until then, I'm going to deliver the award for Best Short-Lived Sign-Off. This is a short award. We got some short categories coming up, but they are as important as all the others. The nominees for Best Who Weekly Best Short-Lived Who Weekly Sign-Off are Forehead Diamond, Tits Out Cassiopeia, What the Fuck Donald Gay Rights, and Anminute Dowd Maine.
These were all good. I can't believe they were only used for one week and then never again.
people really, even What the Fuck Donald gay rights just happened and it was a real flash in the pan.
It really was. We could tell it was a flop. We could tell.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. Speak of the devil. The best short-lived two-weekly sign-off is What the Fuck Donald gay rights. Oh, congratulations, What the Fuck Donald gay rights. Hopefully I will remember what those words stand for. I know it is an acrostic, a mnemonic device, but I do not remember what the names stand for. So it's sort of an unhelpful, it's an unhelpful sign-off.
I've already forgotten tits out Cassiopeia, so I plan to soon forget all of these in the coming months.
Let's move on to other things we'll soon forget.
The next award is for Best Branded Experience. This is exciting. These are exciting. We hope to have a branded experience one day with Who Weekly, but no one's come pitch.
Baby steps.
We're working on it. Best Branded Experience. The celebrities, when they were allowed to leave their houses, they love to go places where they get free stuff. And here is where they went. The nominees for Best Branded Experience are Aloe Winterhouse, The Kroger's Wellness Experience. What was the song? Kroger's Wellness Experience. What is the one?
Down at the Kroger Wellness Experience.
Thank you. Jennifer Klein's annual Day of Indulgence. And the Men and Music Business Conference. I've never been invited, but I hope to attend one day.
Mm-hmm. One day I'd like to go to Florida and go to the Men and Music Business Conference here.
Down in Orlando. All right, and the winner is... Oh my goodness, it is the Kroger's Wellness Experience!
Jewel had a big year. She headlined the Kroger's Wellness Experience and she won Masked Singer.
Big year for Jewel.
And now she won a Whomie, sort of. Indirectly.
Sort of. Julia, we'll be sending this
right
to Jewel.
This really goes to Kroger.
I'll be dropping this off at a local Kroger's. I'll be driving straight to the nearest Kroger and dropping it right at the front desk.
Okay, the next category is Best Original Bobby Finger Production. I cannot believe I'm giving myself an award.
I know,
but you know what? No rules.
Yeah, this worked out.
We cannot play all of them.
Too bad.
We cannot play all of them.
We are, though.
Oh,
at
my
least
God.
Clips.
In the docket says, play all of them. Nightmare. What a nightmare for you, the listener. The nominees for Best Original Bobby Finger Production are Bobby's Phoebe Bridgers song.
Lying awake, I wait for the buzzing. A text from your ghost to light up my hands with every new chime.
Untitled. It's an untitled tune. The sad version of the banana song.
B-E-N-A-N-A. What will these two do today? Coffee walks. Daily tasks, only sometimes wearing masks.
The fake Selling Sunset song, which was only, you know, half of a verse, but still pretty impactful. I hate that word, but it was impactful.
She's breaking up with Jason, 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 Jason.
The nepotism alert sound effect came and went, came and went. I don't even remember.
It bothered
her.
Cats, remember?
Nepotism alert.
And the Whomies intro song, which we just heard for the first time. It had its world premiere. Okay, and the Whomie for Best Original Bobby Finger Production goes to... Oh my God! The Whomies intro song! If you got a craving for awards, we got a feeling that you tuned in at the perfect time. The Golden Globes ain't happening, the Critics' Choice are whacking, we know Oscar fucks with my bedtime. 2021, going, going, gone, get appropriately primed. Before we wrap it up, let's celebrate with Who's Gave Us, now buckle up because it's Whomie time.
Oh my God! Ugh. This is like when the Oscars win an Emmy!
Oh, this is crazy! Anyway, I'm so happy to accept this award.
Oh, if I forgot, you needed a speech. Speech.
I want to thank my little keyboard. I didn't use my keyboard for this. I want to thank the person who so kindly and smartly stripped the vocals out of Dua Lipa's Levitating. Kindly, somebody on YouTube did it. So thank you for doing that, because that takes a technology that I do not have any knowledge of.
Uh-huh.
Stripping the vocals from, I believe they pull them from the Apple Music. Lossless files, But I'm so excited for this award. I don't know even where I'm going to put it. Maybe on the wall. Is this a plaque, a certificate, or a trophy? We haven't yet decided. But when we decide, I'm going to display it proudly in my room. Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you, listeners, for enjoying the song. Thank you for, you know, inspiring me to keep making this music. I do it for you. I hope you love it because I love making it. And thank you to Lindsay for always being so supportive of, you know, my new creative ventures, especially in the world of music. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. Congratulations. It's so exciting for you that you won a Whoomy. I don't know where my category is. I don't know where I'm supposed to win a Whoomy, but that's okay. Maybe next year, maybe next year. Moving on. Moving on. Now we have the category of most devastating breakup. If you say this is subjective, you're lying because this is
you're wrong. These
breakups were devastating for us as a nation. We have so little to hold on to, and when these people broke up, we said, "Is love real? Is love real?" And the nominees for most devastating breakup are Sean and Camilla hashtag Sean Miller, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas hashtag Benana or Banana. Mm-hmm. JoJo Siwa and Kylie Pru, YouTubers Deara Taylor and Ken Walker, Anthony Ramos and Jasmine Jones, Chrishell Staus and Jason Oppenheim, Kaylee Cuoco and Carla Cook, Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo Jr., and Sweetie and Quavo. God, just saying these names together are just breaking me. All right, here's the...
Breaking my heart, yeah.
Long rip for that. And, oh, God, it comes to no surprise that the winner of the most devastating breakup was hashtag Banana.
Oh.
We had a whole segment that had to end. How long would we have done
because
that
segment?
Because
he was segment? Like, I'm going to date, like, fuck Who Weekly. I'm going to date Jennifer Lopez instead. So cruel. So cruel of him.
You wanted a hooey relationship, we're giving you a themmy one, and now you can never talk about it again. Just devastating for our brand.
But for every devastating breakup, there's a breakup that makes you cheer because you've been waiting for it to happen for a very long time. Not to be rude, but it's inarguable. These breakups had to happen. They had to happen.
They had to happen.
We're happy they did. And the nominees for most relieving breakup
Most
are...
relieving. Most relieving.
Rebel Wilson and Jacob Bush. Remember him, the Bush era?
Yeah, sure.
The beer?
Kind of.
Amelia Hamlin and Scott Disick.
Oh, thank God.
Stevie J and Faith Evans. Grimes and Elon Musk. Ray J and Princess Love. Kanye and Irina Shayk. Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson. Jason Derulo and Jenna Frooms. And Paulina Porizkova and Aaron Sorkin. Oh, my God. I was so happy to see all these relationships.
Yes.
And I think, you know, it's not that I'm happy to see heartbreak. I just think it's better for everyone involved with these relationships.
No, it's for the best that these people are not together anymore. And we know it. We all knew it.
And the Whoomy for most relieving breakup goes to... Oh, thank God. Jana Kramer and Mike Cawson. It's so good that they broke up.
I mean,
right?
I just think they'll be happier with
they'd say
divorce.
It.
They know that. They have a whole podcast about that.
They
you
know?
It's just really for the best. It's just for the best. Mm-hmm. All right. I was in Florida this past weekend, and guess what was the talk of the town?
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame kept, it was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. Oh, there. I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone
it'll just be
photo
a full
that's
Instagram.
On the Aura frame.
Exactly, with comments and everything. It'll just be on, it'll be zoomed in sometimes, so it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No, but do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is, you can connect it to your Aura app. And you can just photos. Send them photos. You
right.
can, if they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting
You got
to
be careful. You got to be a little careful with that. But you could do it, but you should do it.
You got to be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful, it's not another sweater. She'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter, and nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over and then they're like, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of breakups, let's talk about weddings. We have best secret wedding. What are we defining as secret? I don't know. We didn't know about it until the tabloids told us, or the tabloids called it a secret wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they did it.
The tabloids called it a secret wedding.
Secret. Best secret wedding. All right, here we go. Issa Rae and Louis Diame. Frida Pinto and Corey Tran. Grace Gummer and Mark Ronson. Anna Faris and Michael Barrett. Freddie Highmore and a mystery woman. Naturi Naughton and a mystery man. Riz Ahmed and Fatima Farheen. Justin Hartley and Sophia Pernas. Wow.
Oh,
half of these
people,
I didn't even
weddings.
Know were dating. Two mystery people. Incredible. And the winner is? Hope it's not a mystery person. We wouldn't know where to send it. And the winner is, oh my goodness, these two got married at the Hana Center. It is Frida Pinto and Corey Tran.
Oh, I love that wedding. A secret wedding at the Hana Center.
You did. They got married in a parking lot. Congratulations.
We don't know their address, but we do know the address to the Hana Center, so we can send it there,
perfect,
right?
Perfect, perfect.
Oh, amazing. They'll know exactly what to do with it. Speaking of secrets, I'm going to present the award for Best Secret Baby. Okay. The nominees for Best Secret Baby. Again, how do we define secret baby? Because the tabloids called them secret babies. And the nominees for Best Secret Baby are Usher and Jennifer Goycochea's baby, Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Ewan McGregor's baby, Alicia Vikander and Michael Fassbender's baby, Emily Van Camp and Josh Bowman's baby, Naomi Campbell's baby, and Julia Fox and her now estranged husband's baby.
Wow. Oh, huge goodness. Category for
What's
these babies.
The best
babies?
Secret baby? Wow.
The awards go right to babies, by the way.
Kumi for best secret baby goes to Alicia Vikander and Michael Fassbender's secret baby. All right. Remember when they were in the Daily Mail and the Daily Mail couldn't call it their baby, so they just called it a baby?
How could I forget? How could
they They were wandering through an airport with a baby, the baby.
Do we know that baby's name? Perhaps we never
no.
will. And that's why we have a category for best baby name. For those who dared to tell us the name of their babies, and these names were incredibly good. Best Baby Name is a great category. Here we are. And the nominees for Best Baby Name are Hartford Charlie Rose Clark. Hartford Charlie Rose Clark. Mm-hmm. Stone Moss. Stone Moss. Love that. Stone Moss.
Great name.
Roe Rengley McGraw. Roe Rengley McGraw. Dr. Phil's grand daughter? Unclear. Jupiter Iris French. Jupiter Iris French. Moz Mosley Muniz. That's right. Frankie Muniz's kid. Moz Mosley. Incredible. Incredible name. Don't know what any of it means. Love it. Absolutely love it. Grace Warrior Irwin Powell. If you don't know that name, you're not Australian. You are not Australian if you don't know who Grace Warrior Irwin Powell is. Superfunk. Yep, there's a baby named Superfunk. And finally, Jason Derulo named his child Jason Derulo. That's right, there's another Jason Derulo. No need for Junior, just another Jason Derulo. And the winner of Best Baby Name is... I'm running out of ribs. Okay, there we go. Oh my goodness. That's right. It's exactly who you think it would be. It is Jason Derulo. That's not the second Jason Derulo baby there is. We love it. There are now two Jason Derulos in the world, and that is huge for the world. Congratulations.
Okay. Best new who. Big category. We're at the tail end, folks. Big category. Best new who. The nominees for Best New Who are Madison LaCroix, Emily Mariko, Vanessa Valadares, Chloe Bailey, Elizabeth Hurley, E.R. Fightmaster, Emmanuel Acho, Jen Shaw, Jack Harlow, Lottie Moss, and Australia.
Well, all of Australia was nominated for
continent
Best
of
New
Australia.
Who?
Yeah. Australia made it onto the list.
Australia was incredibly hooey this year. Celebs kept going there. Mm-hmm. We were like, why are you going here? And they were like, well, COVID's not here. And we were like, good point. You know?
COVID was there. It's everywhere.
Okay, but it wasn't there.
The celebrities thought.
You know what I mean? They went there to film their shit. Yeah. And we said, why is everybody in Australia? Therefore, making it a Best New Who.
Really tough competition here. But let's see who the Best New Who of 2021 was. Oh, that was a long rip. This envelope's huge. The Best New Who of 2021 was, oh my god, of course, Vanessa Valadares, Zac Efron's ex, the random woman that he met.
She really took that relationship and ran with it. When they broke up, she became the talk of the town.
Let's see when her last Daily Mail headline was. I bet it was this week. 6 days ago, Vanessa Valadares got this headline in the Daily Mail, working hard for her money. Zac Efron's ex Vanessa Valadares stuns in a white corset while working at a Byron Bay retail store following her split with the Hollywood star. This woman is just at work.
She's and she just got a Daily at Mail work at a store. Incredible rise to hoodom. Just from now.
She's doing it right. She's doing it right.
With not a TV show. Involved at all. Just incredible work. She hit the pavement. She hit the pavement running. Congratulations to Vanessa Valadares. Mm-hmm. We will have this award shipped to that retail store, right?
We will. Okay. Yeah, we will.
What's next?
Once we figure out what the award is.
What's next? Oh, this is an incredible award. This is the 2021 Austin Swift Memorial Not Gonna Happen Award. That's right. Every year we give out an award to somebody who's not gonna happen, just like Austin Swift
simply
was.
Simply not gonna happen.
Just simply not gonna happen. And guess what? He has yet to happen. When he happens, we will have to retire the award. But for now, it is the Austin Swift Memorial Not Gonna Happen Award. And the nominees.
I think that award's gonna be working hard for a long time.
And the nominees are Phoebe Denever from Bridgerton. Phoebe Denever. Mm-hmm. Pauline Chalamet. She's not going to happen on this podcast, apparently, but we'll see in general. Frankie Jonas. Brooklyn Beckham. Bella Porch. Tyler Cameron. And Jesse Nelson. This is a rough list.
Oh, that's a lot of people who are probably not going to happen.
These are a lot of people who are probably not going to happen. All right, here we go. Let's see who's getting the award for the... Sorry, who's getting the 2021 Austin Swift Memorial Not Going to Happen Award?
The Flash made it official.
All right, and the winner is, oh my goodness, it is King Baby Nepotism himself, the wannabe chef, Brooklyn Beckham.
Wow, he's not going to happen. Yeah, he's not.
I really just don't think he's going to happen.
No, he's not. Okay. I don't think so either.
Incredible, incredible.
I mean, we voted. We're the one. We're the voting body. That's bodies.
He's not going to happen. Speaking of not going to happen, who happened?
Who happened? Good question, Lindsay. I'm going to present the award for best who to them story of 2021. Okay. The people who graduated, let's say. Okay. The nominees for best who to them of 2021 are Haim 3, a.k.a. Alana Haim, Olivia Rodrigo, Reggae Jean Page, Gritty, Anya Taylor-Joy, and Amanda Gorman. Oh my goodness.
What
These
a
people
list.
Went from who to them in record time. Amanda Gorman walked on stage at the inauguration of Became a Them.
Incredible.
Remember when J-Lo sang Let's Get Loud right after Amanda Gorman
Let's
like,
get
read a poem?
Loud! Yeah, incredible. She thought she was
Anya
showing
Taylor
her
Anya Taylor-Joy was a gambit.
She was a queen's
All
gambit.
All these people just happened.
Renee Jean Page was sexy in Bridgerton. We loved it. Rigo, driver's mm-hmm. license. She got one.
She got her driver's license and everyone was like, oh my God.
Haim 3, Alana Haim. Ugh. People seem to know her first name now. It's absolutely stunning.
It is stunning. But the biggest and best Who to Them story of 2021 was... Well, it was a short envelope, actually. A tiny little envelope. A tiny little envelope for a big thing. Gritty is the best Who to Them of 2021.
It's kind of an upset.
Congratulations, Gritty.
Alana Haim is pissed.
Maybe I could take the Acela. Can I take the Acela down to Philly and give Gritty his
God.
Award?
Haim 3 did not put in all that work to get outshone by Gritty. The city of Philadelphia is celebrating tonight because Gritty is won the Whomy for Who to Them. Oh my God, we're getting towards the end of our show. This is so bleak. We had Jordan Sparks booked to sing Red Sangria again at the halftime, but you know what? She got a Marianne. Sorry.
She got a Marianne and now she's just at home drinking Red Sangria.
We're so sorry. We really tried to put this together, but you know, things happen. What's the next award? Oh, this is exciting. This is really exciting. We love a nepotism. Here is the award for Nepotism Beneficiary of the Year. Who took the most advantage of their genetics? Who did? who used their God-given genetics to rise up in the industry? Let's see. The nominees for Nepotism Beneficiary of the Year are Daniel Day-Lewis's son, Gabriel Kane Day-Lewis. That's four names for one man. Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, Lori Harvey. Wow. Queen Elizabeth's grandnephew, Arthur Chatto. Remember him? I barely do.
I barely remember Arthur Chatto, yes.
Bono's daughter, Eve Hewson. She was in that Netflix movie that everyone was like, let's watch this for 1 week, and then no one talked about it or her ever
for
again.
For 1 week, they were like, oh, what was it called? Like,
I have no clue. Like, in her eyes. Her eyes. Her eyeballs. Eyes.
She's on the list.
George Lopez's daughter, Mayan Lopez. And finally, Ewan McGregor's daughter, Clara, who was bit in the face by a dog right before her premiere. But she showed up. And so did the rest of these nominees, which is why we nominated them for Nepotism Beneficiary of the Year. And let me see who won the award. I mean, truly, they've all won the award. And the award is the fact that they get to be famous without doing anything. And here we go. Delicate rip there. And the winner is, oh my God, none other than Steve Harvey's stepdaughter, Lori.
Oh my
Who
goodness.
Is in one of our best celebrity relationships. That's Lori and Michael BJ. Incredible. Congratulations to Lori, who has a new skincare line.
I know, a skincare line that she got because she's beautiful and related to someone very famous.
Incredible.
That's all it takes.
It doesn't take much.
Okay, and now we're going to give out a couple of quick special awards. No nominees here, but the first special award is for the most insufferable tabloid coverage of celebrity offspring.
This year, the tabloids decided that people's daughters and sons look like them. This is incredible. They didn't know this before, and let me tell you, they are figuring it out. Bobby, did you know that when people have kids, they look like them?
I didn't, but I learned that this year that they do look like the people who share their DNA. Yeah,
it's
they look like
absolutely
them.
Absolutely breathtaking when somebody has a kid and they look like them. It's rare, it's stunning, and it is all over the place this year.
Before we move on to our final awards, let's just take a look back at some of the most insufferable tabloid coverage. The tabloids can't deal with celebrity children who look like their celebrity parents. They haven't quite figured out genetics yet, you know, and I love to see it. So let's just read some of our favorite headlines from the past year about celebrity children who look like the celebrities who are their parents. Jude Law's son Rafferty, 25, looks like his dad in The Holiday as he parties with friends at London Pub. We have Matthew McConaughey's kids make rare red carpet appearance, and the family resemblance is real. Then we have Best Date. Kaya Gerber and lookalike mom Cindy Crawford enjoy night out as ex Pete Davidson moves on with Kim Kardashian. None of those things are related, except Kaya and Cindy, I guess. Next up, we have photo of Ice-T's lookalike five-year-old daughter goes viral. Quote, the genes are strong. Next up, Brooke Shields, 56, and her lookalike daughter Greer Hinchy, 15, pose up a storm and pout for the cameras in chic leather pantsuits as they arrive for Ferragamo's Milan Fashion Week show. And then we have the most iconic celebrity lookalike in 2021 because no one can stop writing about her, Ava Philippi. Here are some of her best headlines. Reese Witherspoon, 45, and daughter Ava Philippi, 22, look more like sisters as they light up the red carpet for the premiere of Sing 2 in LA. Reese Witherspoon's latest selfie with daughter Ava Philippi proves they must be twins. Does it? Is that what it proves?
Sure does.
Reese Witherspoon posts rare photo with two oldest children, and they could be triplets.
Not triplets.
Not triplets. Reese Witherspoon shared the sweetest tribute for her mom's birthday, and it's uncanny how much they look alike. And the last one, Reese Witherspoon shares Thanksgiving posts of her lookalike kids.
Wow.
Wow, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted! It's exhausting!
That's amazing that these kids look like their parents. Truly. I mean, I feel like this is something that only happens to celebrities, but I don't know. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Moving on, we have a really exciting award that is being presented by a really exciting person. We said that Timmy wasn't here. It's true, he's not, but he did send us a little note, and we said, please, Timmy, please present the award for Best Star of the White Lotus with the last name Daddario, and here he is doing just that.
Thank you so much, Lindsay and Bobby. Hi, everyone. It's me, Timmy, broadcasting from an undisclosed location. It is my honor and privilege to present the award for the Best Star of the White Lotus with the last name Daddario. Wow, this is a tough category. I can't even imagine who's going to take it. And the award goes to Alexandra.
Okay, unfortunately, Timmy's audio cut off because he's just a very unreliable assistant.
No.
He's just.
No.
Timmy, do better, okay?
No.
Please.
Timmy's undisclosed location just must have bad service. He would never do that to us. It seems to be fate that it just got cut off, and we really just have to move on. We really have to move on.
I hope it was a tech problem and not a Timmy problem because his annual review is coming up, and I really don't want to give him some marks on that. Let's move on to what is the penultimate category. Most iconic moment. A lot of iconic moments happened in the world of celebrity this year. Let's read the nominees. Iconic means nothing at this point, and proof is in the pudding, and the pudding is this category. The nominees for most iconic moment are Plies gets new teeth. Hashtag new smiles, new Plies. Audrina Patridge congratulating Warner Brothers. These truly are just...
These
truly
are iconic.
Iconic moments.
Yeah.
Zara Larsson's Instagram rant about bowling.
She really doesn't like bowling. That was an iconic moment.
Suzanne Summers getting interrupted on her Facebook Live by the Home Invader.
Still funny to this day.
Molly Mae Haig dropping her Chanel bag down the stairs, which honestly has never made sense to me, but Lindsay just thinks it's the most iconic thing that's ever happened,
it's
honestly.
It's extremely hilarious. Thank you.
You love it so much. The cupcake smack my ass like a drum, drum memes on TikTok. Oh, Elizabeth Smart getting unmasked on The Masked Singer.
Incredible. Just felt like you were in outer space.
The second most amazing moment in which Elizabeth Smart was found.
Oh my God.
The time someone spotted President Biden in D.C. and submitted it to Demois with a non-plus.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
The time Meghan Trainor showed off her side-by-side toilets.
Yep. Everyone
and,
loved it.
And the final nominee for most iconic moment is when someone misquoted Lindsay's Bang Bang review on the Bang Bang Wikipedia. Wow.
That was low. That was a low moment for me.
Have you ever seen more iconic moment?
I think this really shows what iconic means, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
How do you even choose?
Oh, wow. The most iconic moment of 2021 was when someone spotted President Biden in D.C. and submitted it to Demois with a non-plus. Wow, I knew that was going to be it. I'm applauding for that. That is
likely
the most iconic
moment of 2021. For him to be incredible. Our Demois celebrity spotting culture, the epitome of why it's insane. We absolutely love it. Congratulations to that person. Congratulations to that person.
We have one more category, Lindsay. What is it?
This is exciting. Every year we do the best Daily Mail headline of 2021, and here we are again. Meghan Markle beat them in a lawsuit, but that's okay. They're still out here plugging away, giving us some of the most nonsense headlines. Shout out to them.
That is one of the best parts of doing the Whomies, is going through our year of docs, you know, over 100 documents. And we get to scroll through and find the Daily Mail headlines that we pasted in and revisiting them. It really is a lot of fun to see these, you know, months and months later.
Here are the ones that made us feel joy, feel pain, feel laughter, feel sadness, mm-hmm. feel hope for the future of the Whomies. Black China gives a keynote address on building your brand at the LA Ultimate Women's Expo after being accused of allegedly holding a woman hostage in Sacramento hotel room.
Rita Ora, quote, pulled out of RuPaul's Drag Race UK guest slot at last minute, forcing producers to replace her with an all caps mannequin.
Ruby Tuesday Matthews announces she's getting married just weeks after debuting her new boyfriend as she makes fun of that Oystergate scandal in proposal pics.
Right, I guess I'm just going to scream when it's all caps instead of saying all caps. That's quite a love triangle, actually. Elon Musk's ex-wife, Tallulah Riley, 36, splits from Pottery Tycoon in his 50s and hitches up with 31-year-old Love Actually star Thomas Brody Sangster.
Megan Fox's boyfriend Machine Gun Kelly reveals he wears her blood on a necklace in passionate Valentine's tribute, .. as ex Brian Austin Green professes his love for girlfriend Sharna Burgess.
Jana Kramer admits the timing of her boob job is, quote, interesting, but she is, quote, really happy with the results, .. amid heartbreaking divorce from Mike Cawson.
Party time! James Middleton makes his first million thanks to success of Marshmello's firm Boomf. 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 Sorry.
Exclusive. Inside Ilaria and Alec Baldwin's NYC wedding, where they said, see, wave to Minko fans, and exchange Cartier rings inscribed in Spanish, before she told Vanity Fair that her family, quote, couldn't pronounce her new surname.
Oh my God.
I forgot how much of a liar she was.
Oh my God. Here's a good one. Exclusive. How model Jessica Hart calling her daughter baby sparked a bizarre feud with her best friend, .. who also has a little girl called baby.
Ed Sheeran's ex-girlfriend Athena Andrelos is preparing to marry singer's lookalike after their wedding was postponed due to COVID-19.
Exclusive. Trump-loving MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell had secret romance with 30 Rock actress Jane Krakowski and wooed her with flowers and champagne in relationship that baffled her friends.
We never got answers on this
nope.
one, did we?
We never did.
We never got any follow-ups.
We never did.
Sex and the City alum Jason Lewis apologizes for shooting rice balls to repel feral cats who were defecating on his lawn. Remember that? It was fun.
Insta-cringe or another Romeo Beckham? From matching tooth jewelry to endless smoochy selfies, how Brooklyn Beckham is awfully eager to parade his love for his fiancé on social media.
Tori Spelling claims she's pregnant with her sixth child, but gets slammed by fans for what appears to be an April Fool's prank after showing off her bump on Instagram.
Lala Kent appears to shade Megan Fox in now-deleted Instagram post after learning actress would be skipping out on Midnight in the Switchgrass premiere.
Quote, I don't blame Anne for ditching me overnight. Anne Hathaway was inseparable from Italian property dealer Raffaello Foglieri. Then he was arrested for fraud, and she dropped him like a hot brick. Here, he tells their story of passion.
And finally, the last iconic Daily Mail headline of the year is, I am alive? Flavor of Love reality star Safari Windsor 36 confirms she is not dead after Instagram hackers said she'd passed away in morbid prank.
I am alive.
I'm alive. Wow, what an iconic.
Wow, so many great headlines.
How do you even choose? How do you even choose the best? These are all the best, but unfortunately this is an award show, so you have to choose the best, and who will get the award? That is right. I'm going to do a rip. Oh, a little rip right there. And oh my goodness, the winner is, wow, Daily Mail Australia really did a great job this year of giving us the most confusing who's. And here is one of them, exclusive. How model Jessica Hart calling her daughter baby sparked a bizarre feud with her best friend, who also has a little girl named Baby. Two babies named Baby.
What? A headline. B-A-B-Y and B-A-Y-B-I.
Just incredible. And when we look back on this headline, years from now, we'll say, yes, that says all that needs to be said about the year 2021. That's it.
I know. I think so. That's it. And speaking of that being it, that's it for the Whomies. The 2021 Whomies are over. Thank you for once again... suffering through this with us. I'm sorry there were no guests yet again. We have to figure out how to get people here. This is starting to get embarrassing after, 5 years of doing this. No one will come to our show. We need to find a way to rectify this situation.
First, we were not popular enough, and then there was a pandemic. So, really, I mean, we...
Stop.
We tried. We try.
The 2022 Whomies will be live and in person, we think. We'll try to make this happen, hopefully.
Live and
but
in person,
until then,
where?
We'll see you.
What are you talking about? How?
I don't know, the Bell House?
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
Who knows? Who knows? But we'll see you in 2022. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our first episode of the new year.
Woo-hoo!
Complain about the Whomies. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Oh my God, what even went on this morning? This beautiful Monday morning. Did anything happen? Oh, right. Meghan King split from Cuff Owens.
No, not Cuffy.
We have so much to talk about. Talk about it. Yeah, Cuffy.
All right. Well, they're up for the Whomies next year. They can submit themselves to be nominated for the Whomies next year.
Thank you for listening to the Whomies yet again, suffering through it with us. Keep calling in at 619 Who them to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday episode, the last show of 2021. So we'll see you then, and have a great week. Bye.
Famous.
2021, going, gone, gotta pay our respects. So come and spend some time with us, no more than 60 minutes, just because once again we have no guests. So let's start commemorating with fake awards. The Whomies, baby, they're not real, reiterating.
Yeah.